This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. My favorite right now is called the Variable GRD. Go check that out. The Variable GRD, DeSantisHolster.com. 2 years ago, House Democrats pushed a bill requiring so-called universal background checks at the federal level, which would have effectively outlawed private sales throughout the country. There's more to that than this, but stay with me. This was called H.R. 8, or the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019. Now that they have got control of all three branches, which I don't know how, I guess they mean the House, the Senate, the presidency. The Democrats are trying again, and they've just introduced H.R. 8, the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021. Says they can't come up with a new name. Now, this new bill, like the old bill, would require that a federal background check be conducted prior to all transfers of firearm possession. To many of you that have never bought a gun, this may seem like a reasonable thing. But if you buy a gun from anybody that sells guns for a living, a federal firearms licensee, unless you already have a concealed carry permit in some states, you're going to go through a background check anyway. If you order a gun from a gun shop far, far away, and it comes to your gun shop near you, then you go through a background check to get it. Because, you know, but I know it seems reasonable to some of you. And because, after all, we law-abiding gun owners, we abhor the criminal misuse of guns, don't we? But when you look at a closer examination there, none of the claims from the gun control proponents backing this bill are going to hold water because they never do. So here's the top 9 reasons this latest piece of gun control legislation is a bad idea. Number 1, demands for new gun control are an admission that gun control doesn't work. That is always going to be the case. If you've never thought of it in that way, please do. Background checks are used to ensure that a potential firearm possessor is not one of the class of prohibited persons. That is a Polaroid snapshot in their life. If they pass the background check, there is no guarantee that they are not going to commit a crime. So, right now today, if you can buy a gun legally, you can buy a gun legally. Current gun control laws already make it illegal for these people to possess a firearm. If they can't, if they're a felon, a fugitive, restraining orders, they've been convicted of domestic violence, those kind of people can't buy them. Can't buy them. The shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, that was not banned. And it was not prevented by banning murder, banning guns on schools, banning the theft of firearms, not requiring so-called universal background checks for every gun sale. Connecticut is one of the states that actually requires this. They have universal background checks. So adding another law is not going to do anything to it. 2, gun dealers already conduct a background check, as I've already stated. They do it every time, everything. They have a book. They book the gun in. When it arrives, they book the gun in. It becomes part of their inventory. It will stay on the books until they sell it to me and you. Then they will have a form 4473. They will back that up by booking it out of their book. They have there's quite the little process they got to go through. There's already 24 states that place additional requirements beyond federal law on a firearms transfer, and if this was working, it would be working already. Number three, there is no gun show loophole. The only people and gun shows, unless they're in a state where they do have universal background checks, the only people that can sell guns without a background check are personal owners. They're selling their personal collection. Conversely, as I've already said, there's no online gun sales loophole either. If you buy a gun from Bud's Gun Shop, he's going to ship it. You've got to have an FFL for it to go to. It's near you. You've got to provide him with that. You get that, he ships it to that FFL. They let you know the gun's there. You go there, then you do the background check. There's no getting around it. Five, universal background checks are not going to stop criminals from getting guns because criminals don't go through background checks of any kind. They don't. There's two categories of people, law-abiding with clean criminal records, not a prohibited person, or people who are already legally prohibited from buying a gun. If you're one of the ones that can buy a gun, well, you probably follow the law. And the latter don't. They never do. Number six, and this is one of the, things they preach all the time. This would stop this kind of thing. Background checks won't stop rampage killers. It will not stop rampage killers. Las Vegas, 2017, the shooter purchases firearms from a gun dealer. Background checks required. Orlando, 2016, shooter purchases firearms from a gun dealer. Virginia Tech, shooter purchases firearms from a gun dealer. Sandy Hook, shooter stole his firearms. Sutherland Springs, shooter purchases firearms from a gun dealer, had a criminal record, background check system failed. Parkland, shooter purchased firearm from a gun dealer. San Bernardino, shooter's firearms were straw purchased by somebody else. Fort Hood, shooter purchased firearm from a gun dealer. Columbine, shooter's guns were straw purchased. Thousand Oaks, 2018, shooter purchased firearm legally with a background check. Navy Yard, 2013, shooter purchased firearm from a gun dealer. Aurora, shooter purchased firearms from a gun dealer. They talk about stopping these things all the time, and these people pass background checks. It's just a snapshot. It's nothing else. No, nothing more. Number seven, in-state commerce is a state issue. Under federal law, only firearms transactions between private non-dealer residents who reside in the same state are exempt. And that's because the FFL licensing system and background check requirements apply only to interstate commerce. That was by design, by the Democrats. So the Democrats did that. Eight, universal background checks are too burdensome. Well, yeah. I have only sold a gun in the last 3 years to somebody other than a gun shop. Most of the time I sell them to the gun shop, but... And I wouldn't have sold it to him if I had to do a background check with him, if it was legal, you know, if I had to do this. Typically, if you go somewhere and ask somebody to run a background check and it's not on a gun they're selling, they're going to want about $25-$50. Number nine, this is the most important one. Universal background checks create a de facto federal gun registry, which is currently illegal to maintain a database of ownership. There's a good reason for this ban on a federal gun registry. A tyrannical government can only confiscate guns if they know where they're at. Now, the registry's not mentioned in the bill because they are disingenuous, people. But it is a logical conclusion. I mean, Obama heard that. Part of his Justice Department said, without a registry, this is no good. So, for law enforcement to prove that a firearm was purchased in a private transaction, they need to know who was the most recent lawful possessor. These rampage killings are horrible. Gun violence, the toll it takes on families and in the inner cities is horrible. And we should try to stop it. But it's not going to be about gun control that's going to stop it. You got to go to the root cause of the problem to stop it. Current gun control doesn't stop criminals. The latest gun control proposal is no different. It would do nothing to end gun violence, but it would drastically increase the burden on the law-abiding. Who all they want to do is defend themselves, you know, their families from violent criminals who don't care whether something is against the law or not. Universal background checks. What a... That's just another way of saying, once again, we have overreached and we're sticking our nose into your private lives. But after that, you know, if you had a car and it was gas driven, guess what? In the Green New Deal, you'd have to go through the government to get rid of it. Probably. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott lifted the mask mandate Tuesday, as did Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves. And they actually joined about 16 other states that now reject the one-size-fits-all COVID approach. Abbott got on Twitter and said, Texas is open 100%. Finally restoring personal health is a personal responsibility. It has always been a personal responsibility, people. It has never been the government's job to watch out for you. Not in your day to day. I know that some of you are out there waiting for the next instructions to come. But you should not be, because you are adults. You're in charge of your own destiny. Now, this also coincides with a vaccine rollout that by now has given the nation's most vulnerable populations at least an opportunity for inoculation, while tens of millions more enjoy natural immunity from prior infection. You know, if you look at Dr. Makary out of Johns Hopkins, he says we're going to have herd immunity next month. And he's looking at the plummeting COVID cases. Deaths in nursing homes in particular have sharply declined. Given the initial justification for lockdowns was to not overwhelm hospitals, ending the lockdowns is actually sort of long overdue. Viral mitigation efforts were always supposed to be a private responsibility, incumbent on you, the individual, to assess your own level of tolerance and risk in a free society. But outrage began when governors began to lift the nanny state mask mandates to allow their states to begin to return to normal. George Takei, Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, he put on Twitter, make no mistake, Texas and Mississippi opening back up 100% will disproportionately impact and kill minorities who comprise much of the essential workforce bearing the brunt of this pandemic. This is a criminal, a racist instance for so many who could have been spared. Michael McKean, remember Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley? I'm dating myself now. He said, Governor Abbott actively canceling Texans. Somebody said the GOP's a death cult. But this outrage is only proving concerns raised by the mandate's opponents, who warned that prolonged mask requirements set a very dark precedent of endless masking and a prohibition on a return to normal. Somebody put on Twitter, in the fall I asked, will we be made to wear masks every flu season now? And a gang of angry trolls went, I'll stop comparing COVID to the flu, you anti-science Nazi. Former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke was horrified the government stopped forcing people to do something they remain entirely capable of doing on their own. He said it was not hyperbole for him to accuse Greg Abbott of intentionally sacrificing the lives of our fellow Texans for political gain. All of these COVID restrictions shifted the goalposts of personal health to restrictions on others. A large part of the population now obsessed with living with absolute zero risk has weaponized government to force their neighbors to live by their rules, cloaked in this false moral righteousness of saving lives, with statists reveling and revealing their true colors in the process. But this is the thing. All Texas and Mississippi and some of the Florida, you know, North Dakota, all they're doing is they're making it your choice. They're not saying that you can't wear a mask. They're not saying that it's illegal for you to wear a mask. They're not saying you can't stay home and isolate. You can do what you want to do. You can work with your employer. If your employer says, well, yeah, you can still work remote. Okay. On the effectiveness of face masks in the first place, you can't even debate this. The elites ruling over the digital public square suppress that, even though there's many studies out there indicating they're not that good of a deterrent. As these lockdowns come to an end, the power dynamic will only become exacerbated. And face masks will be politicized. They'll become a social symbol, more of a social symbol than an actual effective tool of viral mitigation. The same people horrified the government allow life return back to normal over demanding face masks forever, even post-vaccination, as Fauci and Joe Biden, well, Fauci orders, Joe Biden obliges, they're the same ones that are sharing their gender pronouns on their online bios. In many ways, face masks have become sort of a social symbol, sort of a prop to display your political stripe. And that's going to intensify as the pandemic ends, similar to the pointless passive progressivism accomplished by sharing gender pronouns in your bio and on your name tags. Whether or not face masks, you know, we've been masking for a year, and still, we've had people get infected with this. And that's just because viruses are going to go do what viruses are going to go do. Viruses have no rules. They recognize no mitigation. If you've done something to protect yourself, well, that becomes a barrier. But in the end, find me one person on this planet that's never had the flu. Find me one person on this planet that's never had pneumonia. That you might be able to do that. Find me somebody that hasn't had bronchitis. The cold. Find me somebody that hasn't had something like this. And yes, I will say that COVID, listen, when I had COVID-19, it felt like a combination of the flu and pneumonia. And it was painful. The cough was painful. I mean, tear-inducing painful. But at the same time, it was not a death sentence. I didn't even know I had it. Masks are a symbol. The fact that we're wearing masks and all this other stuff, the fact that there's people out there willing to let the government tell them what to do, that just about makes me cry. But in the very near future, the effectiveness of masks will eventually serve no other purpose than to identify you politically with a particular team. Nothing more than that. There will be no other effect that you will get out of it besides it being like an ID card. I guess if you're going to use your pronouns, you can put it on your mask. Then you'd have both things done at one time. Anyway. The problem, we'll talk about the problem. If they don't roll this back, we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed the $1.9 trillion relief package into law that he says will help the United States defeat the virus and help the economy. The president moving up the signing to hours before he's set to deliver his first primetime address about the pandemic. The bill passing with no Republican support in the House or Senate.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill.
Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. Derek Chauvin is now facing a third-degree murder charge. A judge reinstated the charge on Thursday against a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Chauvin is also facing second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Boston bomber is suing the federal prison in Colorado where he's an inmate. He's amended the lawsuit first filed in January, now claiming he's being prevented from having contact with his family. In the initial filing, he claimed he is being unlawfully and unreasonably treated. As spring training continues, one team is making an announcement that will have many fans jumping for joy.
When the Texas Rangers open their season on April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays, they may do it in a packed ballpark. The Rangers may be the first team to welcome back fans at full capacity next month in the wake of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's removal of all restriction on businesses. The team says they will still have mitigation strategies in place. Fans will still have to wear masks unless actively eating or drinking at their seats. The Rangers' 40,518-seat Globe Life Field opened last season with fans only being allowed back during postseason games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And this is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we're in the third month of the year, and 2021 is already looking better than 2020 as far as COVID is concerned. COVID cases, hospitalizations, deaths are all falling as multiple vaccines are approved and being administered. The distribution system is not perfect, and improvements are needed, but in general, the news is good and hopeful. And Americans are looking forward to getting vaccinated and getting back into the regular swing of life. But, coming from the CDC, their message is not so fast. In contrast to the rising hopes of most Americans, Dr. Anthony Fauci is preaching more caution, more isolation, more of the same. There are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society, he said last Monday in a White House briefing. For example, indoor dining, theaters, places where people congregate, that's because of the safety of society. Across the country, people have largely followed the CDC's advice on the pandemic in part because they believed it was valid. And in part because many states' governors used it to guide their emergency decrees that carried the force of law. Libertarians warned that emergency powers have a way of becoming permanent powers. And in this case, they seem to be right. Not so much because of what the CDC is advising, because of what their local governments are doing with that advice. Now, science and public sentiment are aligned in saying that people who are vaccinated are safe from COVID. That is, in fact, the point of a vaccine. And studies continue to show that these particular vaccines are all very successful at that task. As public sentiment diverges from the law becomes irrelevant. More pandemic mandates were already difficult to enforce and relied on the public agreeing to follow them, as every law out there does. And all of this is subject to the populace agreeing to it, truly governed by the consent. Even backed up by the state's monopoly on the use of force, they will be irrelevant without widespread public buy-in. Although, in some places, the government, the state, doesn't have a monopoly on the use of force. Laws can sometimes change behavior at the margins, but only if they're enforced and the idea of law is respected. That concept saw widespread erosion even before the pandemic. Statute books are stuffed with laws that prosecutors never enforce and regulations that most people are unaware of unless they get entangled in them. In 2009, Boston lawyer Harvey Silverglate wrote a book called Three Felonies a Day, referring to the number of crimes the average American is estimated to commit daily because of vague, outdated, and rarely enforced laws. Thanks to COVID and state mandates, we're probably up to half a dozen a day at least. This kind of a system is going to breed disrespect for the law. When something is illegal, the average person's reaction is supposed to be, oh, that's important, I better not do that. Now, 21st century American law inspires derision. That's never enforced or that's outdated or who cares what the law says is becoming a very common response these days. Frederick Bastiat wrote on this point in The Law in 1850. He wrote, no society can exist unless the laws are respected to a certain degree. The safest way to make laws respected is to make them respectable. When law and morality contradict each other, the citizen has the cruel alternative of either losing his moral sense or losing his respect for the law. These two evils are of equal consequence, and it would be difficult for a person to choose between them. The nature of law is to maintain justice, and this is so much the case that in the minds of people, law and justice are one and the same thing. That there is in all of us a strong disposition to believe that anything lawful is also legitimate. This belief is so widespread that many persons have erroneously held that things are just because law makes them so. Now, do COVID mandates force us to choose between law and morality? I don't really think so, not for the most part, but that is only true to the extent that they're backed up by science and the consent of the governed. The best laws are passed by the people's representatives in accordance with our best understanding of the natural world, and they take into account trade-offs and the potential problems they're going to create later on down the road. Many restrictions passed in the last year fail some of these measures. The CDC's latest ideas fail by all of those measures. And then the question becomes, what happens when nobody respects the law anymore? Nothing good. In the best case scenario, lawlessness on pandemic rules means that the government looks ridiculous and the rule of law is slightly diminished. People go back to ignoring CDC guidelines like we've always done. Remember when they cautioned against excessive screen time for children? How do you think these kids stuck in a Zoom class for 6 hours a day feel about that widely disregarded advice? I'm sure they're nostalgic. And the worst case, though, is something even more dangerous, the erosion of law and societal order. Glenn Reynolds reminded us of an old term for this situation. It's called Irish democracy. That is in the words of another professor, James Scott, the silent, dogged resistance, withdrawal, and truculence of millions of ordinary people, rather than revolutionary vanguards or rioting mobs. We're not going to start a revolution over anything Fauci says, but we will at a certain point quit listening to what he has to say. The tremulous will stay sheltered in their apartments, but more and more regular Americans will calmly and cynically break the law, and it will illustrate the limits of government's power, which is needed. Faith in government will continue to plummet as people ignore its laws. That is not good for a society, but it will most certainly not stop there. The law deserves our respect, but to get it, it must prove itself worthy of our respect. Caution was warranted in this crisis, and still in some ways, but excessive caution that flies in the face of science and reason will cause people not only to doubt this new advice, but all of government. Some skepticism of government has always been warranted. It's healthy, to be sure, but massive civil disobedience can lead only to the death of law. The CDC should follow the science, and the state government should follow the people. Irish democracy was so-called because it was the only form of democratic expression of which that conquered and disenfranchised people were capable. But Ireland is free now, and America is too. And our politicians should remember that. They should remember it when they seek to impose illogical, unenforceable rules on a people who are unwilling to abide by them. They're in a very dangerous territory right now. This would be a clear, for everybody out there, I'll get an email every now and again. They're going to take guns from us. And I'll explain to them as calmly as I can. Well, they can't really do that if we ignore them, if we ignore their law. How are they going to do that? They've kicked it. All the confiscators have been thrown under the bus. Who's going to do it for them? Losing respect for law. Well, let me put it this way. In the first level of NCO professional development at PLDC, our instructors looked at us one day and said, when you're a leader and you have no followers, you're in a really messed up situation, sergeants. And once that happens, it's very hard to redeem that. You either got to go somewhere else or do something different, but you're not going to work there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. There's something about to happen in the U.S. military that is an abomination. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has called for a worldwide stand down in April to focus on extremism in the ranks. That's fine. But there is two types of extremism. And indications are that the one-day sessions will not focus on both ends of the political spectrum and will not identify true extremists who have no place in the military. One little wag snark just asked if they voted for Donald Trump, which is actually none of the military's business. More seriously, retired Army Brigadier General Thomas Kolditz, a former department head at West Point, told Fortune in an interview that he's very concerned about a strong Trump following in the military. Kolditz conceded that military men and women can be conservative, but Trump supporters who think that the attack on the U.S. Capitol was a good thing, and have we heard any of that, should be removed. And he said that probably won't happen, he added, until the Trump loyalists are out. This likelihood of leftist bias is compounded by materials for the stand down released ahead of time, which state that the speech in the workplace that interferes with the mission, espouses extremist or discriminatory doctrine, or is disrespectful and harmful to colleagues, will have consequences. Once again, that's only going to work one way. Okay? If somebody rolls up on a Caucasian and says, you are racist because you're white, that will not be viewed as extremism. In today's woke force and overall political environment, some people consider pro-life or pro-Trump views to be discriminatory and harmful to colleagues, including military officials and their elected overseers. On Inauguration Day, Representative Steve Cohen, Democrat, Tennessee, insinuated that most of the 25,000 National Guard soldiers guarding the Capitol were white males and probably Trump voters inclined to cause trouble. Neither of these disdainful opinions reflect what the rules regarding extremism actually say. There's already regulations in there, like DOD Instruction 1325.06 prohibits active participation in supremacist, extremist, or criminal gang doctrine, ideology, or causes. This fits white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and like-minded French hate groups. It also fits the anti-fascist Antifa movement and BLM, led by the self-identified trained Marxists, and other leftist groups that instigate, exploit, or engage in violence for political purposes. During the 2020 Summer of Rage, leftist extremists repeatedly used professional gear and military-like tactics to ransack and destroy whole sections of cities. Did any of these rampaging rioters join the military to learn tactics, or did the groups recruit former military because of their tactical skills? The Pentagon does not want to know this. Ignorance about extremism can be dangerous. In 1995, the 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg removed 22 soldiers, three of whom were accused of killing a black couple walking down a Fayetteville street. Crime sparked worldwide military education programs on the symbols and activities of extremist hate groups. But that actually didn't reflect what happened there. See, what they're trying to say is that, and this is what bears this out, most of these people that commit these kind of crimes are young. They're young people. So, but in the military, you have less of that happening compared to regular civilian young people. But they don't talk about that. Now, the efforts to try to tamp down the extremist hate groups continued, but tragedies have happened when political correctness stopped leaders from taking justified action against extremists. And the worst example is Army Major Abdul Nidal Hassan, who ruthlessly killed 13 adults and one unborn child at Fort Hood in November 2009. A written evaluation of his behavior when he was a resident at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center described many flashing red light warnings of extremism. These included Soldier for Allah on his business cards and a PowerPoint presentation that justified suicide bombings and fratricide by Muslim Americans in the military. And this guy became a field grade officer in the U.S. Army. And why was he promoted and transferred to Fort Hood? Because officials at Walter Reed hesitated to fire the first Muslim psychiatrist hired since 9/11. You see, the optics wouldn't be good if you did that. According to NPR, Walter Reed officials expressed concerns that they would be accused of discriminating against Hassan because of his extremist Islamic beliefs. How's that discrimination, though? That self-blinding mindset was so pervasive, Chief of Staff General George Casey said, "As horrific as this tragedy was, if our diversity becomes a casualty, I think that's worse." I'm sure the 13 people would agree with you, General. And there was no excuse for this, since several jihadists in the ranks have targeted Army personnel before. 2003, during the Persian Gulf War, Sergeant Hassan Akbar threw incendiary grenades into sleeping soldiers' tents, killing two and injuring many more with rifle fire. Akbar was described as a hate-filled, ideologically driven murderer who wanted to kill American soldiers for Allah, and he was found guilty and his death sentence was held on appeal. Then on December 29th, Lieutenant Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Arabian Air Force being trained at Pensacola Navy Station, shot and killed three soldiers and wounded 10 more. A videotape released by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claimed the radicalized man had been planning the attack on Americans for many years. And will this upcoming stand-down investigate whether this jihadist gained access to a naval base because Saudi Arabia is an ally? Or you could look at Cole Bridges, 20-year-old Cole Bridges. He faces federal charges for providing training and guidance to purported Islamic State fighters who were planning attacks on American troops in New York City targets. Instead of studying and deterring these threats in an even-handed way, the military service academies have worn politically correct blinders for years. 2013, a West Point report lumped mainstream conservative troops with white supremacists and the violent far right. Then there was Spencer Rapone, who posed in his full dress uniform, sporting a red Che Guevara undershirt, a raised fist, and the message, "Communism will win," scrawled inside his uniform cap. The commie cadet, who is known for vulgar social media attacks on America, was mentored by Professor Rashid Hossein, a socialist organizer. Instead of facing discipline, he was sent to the 10th Mountain Division after graduation in December of 2016. He resigned in June 2018 with an other-than-honorable discharge and a rude final salute at the Fort Drum Gate, apparently without reimbursing taxpayers for the pricey cost of his West Point education. Now the military academies are embracing critical race theory, which divides people with unresolvable accusations of systemic racism. Meanwhile, the Navy just released their Task Force One Navy final report. That is filled with ideologically leftist vocabulary, including intersectionality, disparate impact, and 338 variations of the word diverse. This is very bad for the morale of the U.S. military. It's a toxic brew of racist suspicion and division being forced on participants for a full day. So instead of intimidating service members for expressing normal political beliefs, the leaders should investigate whether military personnel are being recruited by extremists on both ends of the spectrum. Not just one. They should also take an even-handed, honest look at all of the incidents of violent extremism without promoting leftist extremism in pursuit of extremism. They should also concentrate on killing the enemy, because that's what China's doing right now. And when all of these guys are out there able to tell you what intersectionality is, and China's coming at them and blowing them up in their little uniforms that are now diverse, that's not going to do us any good. Back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.